Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Awesome. My voice, I will say, is a little scratchy today. I actually did a couple presentations with some high schoolers and middle schoolers that I work with at Bridges Outreach. So please forgive me. But also, just thank you to the board. Thank you to Brad, Kent, Jason, Carl, Dick, Andy, all you guys. You guys are awesome. Really appreciate all of you. Thank you for this opportunity. It's been a huge blessing to be here for 3 weeks. Thank you so much. Also, too, thank you to the ladies for what you guys do every single week. It doesn't go unnoticed. The ladies are awesome for serving. And also, too, if you're on the board of Huddle, or if you are a table leader, can you guys raise your hand real quick? And can you guys hold it up high? Hold it up high. Keep it there for a second. Gentlemen, look around. Look around at these hands. You guys can go ahead and put them down. You guys remember those hands? Maybe not, I don't know. But let's go ahead and please, at the end of Huddle, let's show our gratitude to these people, please. Let's show how thankful we are for these guys. They do a lot for Huddle. A lot of planning, a lot of praying. I know you guys have been awesome encouraging me. It's been awesome. I love it so much. Thank you for encouraging me after these messages. But let's encourage the board. Right? Let's encourage the table leaders. Let's encourage the ladies over there because they are doing not what they maybe are their heart's desire, but they're doing what the Lord wants. Right? They're doing the Lord's will for you guys, right? Because they love God. Obviously, they love others. And they love you all. All of you are loved. And so let's please show our appreciation to the people here. So the past 3 weeks, we have been in Psalm chapter 16. And so just to recap, if you were not here the past couple weeks, or if you were here, here's just a little refresher. So verses 1 through 4, we saw that David had said that God is his refuge. David said that there is no good thing apart from God. And then he said that sorrows multiply if we chase after other gods, right? And so verses 5 through 8, we read where David is saying that the Lord is his chosen portion and his chosen cup. And that he puts the Lord in front of him and that the Lord is at his right hand. And since the Lord is at his right hand, he will not be shaken. And so today, we are going to continue to read on in Psalm chapter 16. So if you have your Bibles with you, or if you have your papers in front of you, we are going to go to Psalm chapter 16. Psalm chapter 16. Ooh, no papers. Sorry about that. We will get those in a second. They're on the back table. Yeah, they're in the back table. Psalm chapter 16, verses 7 through 9. And if maybe you have the Bible app on your phone, you can pull it up on the Bible app and that would be perfect. Should be on the table in the back, yep. So those papers will come around to you in a second. And as they pass around, I just want to say too, you guys are awesome. I really do appreciate you guys. And also too, let's please use the time for discussions wisely, okay? I'm going to go through this in the way that the Lord has prepared me to. But we really do believe here at Huddle that the discussions and the prayer and the accountability is super important for you guys. And so we're going to keep on using this time wisely. And I'm not going to try to be up here for 50 minutes or whatever. But I'm really going to try to just let the Lord lead, right? If I came up here with a bunch of cool words and cool sayings and cool things that I thought was on my heart, you guys would get nothing out of it. But if I can share the word of God with you all, I believe that the Lord will show something to you all. Amen? All right. As those papers go along, you guys can follow along with me. Psalm chapter 16, verses 7 through 9. This week we're going to be reading out of the CSB. So if we could, one last time, let's go ahead and stand for the reading of God's word, if you're able to. Nah, that's okay. Psalm chapter 16, verses 7 through 9. David's still talking. He says this. Therefore, my heart is glad and my whole being rejoices. My body also rests securely. For you will not abandon me to Sheol. You will not allow your faithful one to see decay. You reveal the path of life to me. In your presence is abundant joy. At your right hand are eternal pleasures. You all may be seated. So starting in verse 9, David says, therefore my heart is glad and my whole being rejoices. My body also rests securely. And so my old pastor used to say this, whenever you see the words therefore, you need to see what it is there for. And so when you see what it is there for, and when you see that word in the Bible, it's really important to look at the verses that was before that, right? So let's look at the verse before verse 9, verse 8. Verse 8 says, we read this last week, and he said this, David is talking, and he says, that the Lord, I always let the Lord guide me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Right? I'll say that one more time. I always let the Lord guide me. Because he's at my right hand, I will not be shaken. The right hand in this instance, it just means that he's at his positional authority, right? That God is at David's authority. God is leading him. And so therefore, the first part, if you're taking notes, you can jot this down. The first part is that God's guidance leads to God's security. God's guidance leads to God's security. This reminds me of how concert venues will sometimes hire people off the streets and say, hey, we need a couple extra bodies to help secure this event, to help secure this concert, right? And so I'm going to be honest with you, a lot of those people who get hired on, a lot of them don't even really have experience in that. Some do, but they may not be as trained as well as people who are actual security guards and are actually have the training moves, the styles to do whatever they need to do for any people that are making any bad choices at the concert. And so, with that being said, those people who are just getting hired for the day or two event, and they're just they're newbies, they're new people at it, they are not going to be as good of a job and keep that concert venue secure as well as the people who have been trained to do that as their job. And so, when you think about it like that, when we are going along life, and we're just thinking about ways on which we're trying to be secure, maybe things in our lives that look secure, right? Maybe a nice 401k looks secure. Maybe a man with big muscles looks secure. My wife says, I should gain about 10 more pounds. I look more protective, right? That's a joke. But God, if we let the Lord lead us and guide us, God will provide the best security that we need, right? A nice 401k, a nice cell phone, a nice home, that will not keep you secure as much as God will. It may look nice, and it is nice to save up money. It is nice to have a nice home. It's nice to have a nice roof over your head. But I'm going to tell you that you didn't get that just from just the blink of an eye. You didn't get that off of you being good. You got that from God's grace, right? But God's security is the best foundation that we can live our lives off of.
Amen.
God's guidance is the best foundation that we can live our lives off of. Our guidance, my own words, my own special thoughts, even some cool preacher's special thoughts, if it's not from the Word of God, it's useless. It's rubbish. It's rubbish. How often, men, are we allowing the Word of God to be the light for our paths, right? How often, men, are we letting the Lord's guidance be at the forefront of our lives. How often are we doing that? It's a thought to think about. I'll let you guys marinate on that for just a second. We're also going to talk about that later on when we do our discussions. Let's read on. Verse 10, David still speaking. And David says this. He says, "For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol. You will not allow your faithful one to see decay." Now, what is Sheol? Sheol is the grave, right? The grave. So David is saying, God will not leave him to the grave. And so the second part is this, is that if you are a follower of Jesus, he will not leave you behind. If you are a follower of Jesus, he will not leave you behind. You know, I'm so thankful that when I got saved, I don't know about you guys, I'm just so thankful that God was like, "All right, figure it out for yourself. Have a good day. God bless you." I'm so thankful that God is a God where it says in the book of Hebrews, where God's like, "Therefore, I will not leave you, nor will I forsake you." I'm not going to just leave you on your own and fend for yourself. I know in life, though, many of us have had times where we maybe have felt alone. There's a classic elementary case study where it's like somebody's like the last pick of the kickball draft. Or somebody doesn't even get picked at all. And it makes them feel alone. They're completely away from the group. They don't get to participate. They're like, "Oh man, where are my friends? I'm just alone." I'm so glad God doesn't just leave us as the last pick of the draft. Even though we probably deserved it, right? We've done a lot of sin against the Lord, right? But the good news is that God loved us so much to send his son to live a perfect life that we could not live. And to die a criminal's death, the worst death in history, so that we could be set free from sin, so that we could be set free from shame. But not only that, but so that we can live out the life that God wants us to, and that is to spread his good news to everybody else. He died the death that we couldn't live, or that we couldn't die, and he lived the life that we couldn't live, so that we could also spend eternity. If we repent — repent is not a fun word. Not a lot of people like to hear the word repent, but it needs to be said. It's in the Bible. Repent means to turn back and to turn away from your old self, to turn away from your old past desires, to turn away and to walk in the desires that God wants for you, to repent and trust in the Lord, and you will be saved. That is the good news. And if you have never heard the good news before, or if you want to learn more about this good news, thank God we've got some table leaders here, we've got some board members here that'll talk about that good news with you. You don't have to come talk to me. You can if you'd like. But I'm not going to be the one that saves you. Jesus is the one that's going to save you. Plenty of men in this room that you can talk to and build relationships with. You can build a relationship with me and come talk to me. But I do want you to know, just because I'm a speaker here, just because this or that, it doesn't mean it's like, "I got to go talk to just this one person." We've got a group of men who are believers, firm followers of Jesus. Amen. That you can come talk to and ask any questions about faith. Right? So, as we read in verse 10, second part, just to refresh you guys, is that if you're a follower of Jesus, he's not going to just leave you in the dust. Thank God that we have a loving God who's not going to leave us in the dust. If we are a follower of Jesus, he's not just going to leave us in the dust. He's here to walk with us, to walk beside us like a good father that he is. Like I said last week, God is the best father we could have ever asked for. You know, I'm so thankful that I've had men in my life who can be a good father figure to me. My grandparents are here, and it's awesome to have them here. But they are a great father figure for me in my life. I want you to know, if you're a grandparent here, if you're a father, there is no limit on your age. You can still be a light to your grandchildren. You can still be a light to your children. Don't let your age dictate what you do for the Lord. What you do for the Lord is what the ward is pleased with and is honored with. But don't let your age dictate that, all right? Keep on being that light for your people. Keep on being that light for your community. Maybe pray, ask God, who are some people I need to be a light to, right? And I believe the Lord will reveal that to you. Amen? All right, so as we keep on reading on, read on verse 11, David says this. He says, "You will reveal the path of life to me. In your presence is abundant joy. At your right hand are eternal treasures." Now notice how David is continuing to keep the focus on God, right? When he's saying you, when he's saying your, he's talking about God. He's not talking about himself. He's not saying, my own pleasures will lead me to eternal life. My own pleasures will lead me to abundant joy. No, he's saying your presence will lead me to abundant joy. He's continuing to let the Lord be at the forefront. He's continuing to make sure that the focus is on God and not himself. Now, men, how many times in our lives have we had situations come up where we've just put the situation only on ourselves and focused on ourselves but not focused on the Lord? I know I have plenty of times. Even as a follower of Jesus, there's still been a lot of times where I've continued to just be like, man, like, why am I being distracted? Why am I letting the things of this world distract me, but not letting like the Lord take over, not letting the Lord be at the forefront, right? I know I can't be the only one. I know that we, especially as men, and it's a continuing theme, self-dependence. Self-dependence, I think, is one of the biggest tricks of the enemy, especially for men, to focus on ourselves, to think, oh, this guy, he can just do what he wants. He's big, he's strong, he can do whatever he wants, right? But that's a lie from the enemy. If we believe that we can do everything on our own, that is a complete lie. We've got a group of men here who have a community of men that we can lean on, that we can pray with, that we can pray for, but most importantly, we've got a God that we can lean on. Amen?
Amen.
God is good. Amen?
Amen.
What's the saying? All the time?
God is good.
And God is good?
All the time.
I messed it up a bit. I'll try one more time. God is good?
All the time.
And all the time?
God is good.
Amen. Even in the hard times, even in the struggles, even in the tribulations, even when your marriage is on the rocks, it's hard to see that God is still good in that. I know it is. Even when somebody dies and someone passes away, it's hard to see that God is still good. It's super hard. David's had a lot of times in his life where he was just so frustrated. David's just so blunt too. And he talks to the Lord with such honesty, and I love it. David is known as a man after God's own heart. And I think what sticks out to me the most also, too, is when we've read this, David is also pretty prophetic. A lot of the stuff in the New Testament, when he says, at the right hand, when God is at his right hand, it also says in Acts chapter 2 that Jesus is at God's right hand. And that is so cool to see the parallel between the Old Testament and the New Testament. It's so awesome. The third part, when we're reading in verse 11, I think it's just so worth to know. And if you jot this down, we better jot this down if you got a pen. It's worth letting the Lord guide us. It is worth letting the Lord guide us. God leading us is what we need in our lives, amen. It doesn't cost money, but it will cost our life to let the Lord lead us. It'll cost us hard things that we need to say no to. It'll cost us maybe some things that we're struggling with and that we maybe need to say no to. But letting the Lord be our Lord, and not just a genie in the bottle, but letting the Lord be our Lord, it's worth it, guys. It's worth it. In conclusion, here are some questions to go over at your table. First question is this: are there things in our lives that we have a false sense of security in? Are there things in our lives that we have a false sense of security in? Second question is, what are ways in which we have seen the Lord's leading in our lives? And do we follow his direction? Right? That's like kind of just a testimony time that you guys can share. It could also be a time of encouragement too when you're sharing about how you've seen the Lord lead you and how you've followed His directions, or maybe how you haven't and how you've learned from those mistakes. Third question is, how have we witnessed or experienced God's faithfulness? That goes along with question two. And there's also some accountability questions at the bottom of your page. Some accountability questions of just a recap of what we've been talking about the past 2 weeks. Right? Kind of like what Brad was saying, the whole series has just been about God alone. Right? And today was talking about the guidance from God alone. That was the title of this message. So to close, highly encourage you guys to just continue to pray on, to continue to have great discussions. Use this time wisely. I'm going to pray for us real quick. Father God, You are a good God who takes good care of His children. You're the best Father that we could have ever asked for. You are also a God who convicts us. You are a God who prunes us, molds us, and shapes us into the people that You desire. Thank You, God, for sending Your Son, Jesus, to live the life that we couldn't live and to die the death that we couldn't live. Thank You for the sacrifice. Thank You for Your grace. And thank You that Your mercies renew every morning. Pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.